how can someone become convinced that it's possible to solve the problems human beings create for themselves, others, and the environment? How can people become convinced that it's possible to solve problems on the fly without any conceptual framework? People can only become convinced that it's possible to solve problems on the fly without developing all these elaborate systems and conceptual frameworks by solving their own inner problems on the fly. That's the only way. And how do we solve it? How do we become convinced that we can solve our own problems on the fly without any conceptual frameworks? In other words, without relying on any of the systems that are suggested to us, whereby we have to fix our identity in a location and make it into something. Now, what would be an example of that? An example of that would be anything. Trying to solve psychological problems according to the way psychological problems are described by the Diagnostic Statistical Manual. That's a whole system of trying to solve psychological problems. And so, you know, that is a conceptual framework that locks people into a fixed identity about what an individual is, the definition of what an individual is, and also the definition of what psychological problems are in relation to that identified individual. Well, here we're talking about an entirely different way of completely resolving all psychological problems. It isn't systematized, and it doesn't hold itself into any kind of fixed conceptual framework. It's a way of resolving personal issues entirely on the fly. And how is that done? Well, when a troubling emotion or a troubling thought appears, then the resource to draw on is pure perception rather than a description of the troubling thought or emotion. And so when pure perception, the perceptual power that perceives, the power of perception that perceives the troubling thought or emotion, that pure perception is maintained rather than getting into the story about the thought or the emotion and how it's related to other thoughts and emotions. In this way, one gains confidence in the pure perception that is the source of all troubling perceptions. And when confidence is gained in that pure perception, it's seen that troubling thoughts and emotions undo themselves. They undo themselves within this field of pure perception. There isn't anything that needs to be done about them, nor is there anyone to do anything about them. That's the key. The power is in pure perception, which is the awareness or consciousness that is always appearing within the unborn intelligence that unites everything. The unborn intelligence that unites everything is the organizing power, the source and origin and mainstay of all cosmic events, of every cosmos that has ever been, is now, or ever will be. So this is the power that actually organizes all of that, that holds it all together. It's the reason that we can live in this cosmos where there are all these planets and stars that are suspended within the space of the cosmos, and that it all comes off, you know. So this kind of intelligence is an intelligence that is beyond the comprehension of human beings with the way that human beings currently think. you know, the human realm is only one realm within this vast and all-pervasive intelligence. And when we limit our thinking to the way that human beings have been limiting their thinking, then we limit ourselves to what Albert Einstein said, the thinking that created the problem cannot solve the problem. We limit our, that's what I call the human realm, that kind of thinking. The thinking that created the problem cannot solve the problem. It's seeing a human identity and defining that identity in a very limited way. For human beings to only see themselves as human beings is very limited thinking. It's extremely limited thinking. The only thing human beings are is a phenomenal appearance of this pure intelligence. There's no independently generated self that's separate or apart from that intelligence itself. And that intelligence itself is conscious or aware. It's purely perceiving all of its own dynamic energy, which manifests itself as the wide variety of phenomena that are countless, ceaseless, and unpredictable. And so when we only see ourselves as these thinking creatures that are independently generated selves, then we are very limited in our understanding of ourselves. However, when we identify with pure perception rather than identifying with some kind of defined human identity, then less and less are we identified with that defined human identity and what I call the human realm and its limited thinking, and more we're identified with the realm of this intelligence itself, that in which any kind of phenomenon of a self or an individual is just an appearance of that intelligence. It isn't a thing. It isn't a self-generated human intelligence. It's a human intelligence that is intelligent by virtue of its participation in or manifestation as pure intelligence. There isn't any human intelligence that is independently originating within pure intelligence. It's never been the case, it isn't the case now, and it never will be the case. Furthermore, there is no intelligence anywhere that has ever self-originated or self-generated over and against or apart from pure intelligence. And so, you know, when we as human beings get to know ourselves as this intelligence, the pure intelligence that orchestrates everything, then we see things in a much different way. It's that simple. We slip out of the thinking that created the problem, that can't solve the problem. We slip out of that completely as our identity. We no longer are associated with it. We see it as just a phenomenal appearance, but it's no longer a phenomenal appearance we're identified with. We see it as one way of looking at things, but we don't look at things that way anymore. We simply don't. Because our identity is no longer lost in the small game of calling human beings a self-generating phenomena. We've seen that as preposterous and untrue. Even though we may have wholeheartedly believed it at one time, we now see it as preposterous and untrue. And we've come to see it as preposterous and untrue by solving our own personal problems on the fly without conceptual frameworks that have been imposed on us and that we've gladly taken up, by the way. So, you know, just in the way that we gladly take up an identity that's been defined by different systems and conceptual frameworks, we too no longer do that. So we give up our right to be victimized by the thinking that created the problem, that can't solve the problem.